life is a journey. What's your story? Well, I'll tell you, if I had to do it over again, I would be a science marine geek. So I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is the Executive Director of the Innovation District, Allison Barlow. You've heard her here before, to talk about February 7th and 8th, the Science Fest and Marine Quest. Welcome, Allison.
Thank you for having me again.
Tell us all about it.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. This is one of my favorite events of the year. So St. Pete Science Festival is celebrating its 11th year. It's hosted on February 7th and 8th, Friday being a school day. We work with the local schools to make sure that kids have an opportunity to check it out. And then Saturday, more importantly, is the public day, where we have open doors, free admission, no charge for anything, to explore over 100 exhibitors doing really cool science and tech. Most of the exhibitors are professionals in the field. They're doing it hands-on activities. They're not selling anything. They're just there to have fun and to teach all of us a little bit more about their world. And we're thrilled to do this in combination with Florida Fish and Wildlife Research Institute, which is right next door, and their annual open house called Marine Quest, which they've been doing for over 30 years.
You know, this humanizes science and it makes science accessible, and there's a lot of immersive things going on. So talk to us about the new interactive and immersive exhibits.
So we have tried and true ones like our friends at NOAA, but this year they're bringing a special vessel that they actually use in law enforcement. And the kids will be able, and adults, to climb on. They'll get to talk to law officers about what it means to be a maritime officer out on the boat. There's also three different robots that are there. One from St. Pete Police called Spot. We had Spot last year and love him. But two others are joining us. We also have Challenge Island, which some of the families here in St. Pete might be familiar because they do an amazing after-school program with young people, but they do hands-on activities, and they're going to be working with our kids on Friday, but then back on Saturday for our main stage show at noon.
That's just amazing. And tell people where this is because, you know, I cannot wait to really explore the campus and that area. So tell us where it's located, and then we're going to dive deep into what's going on.
Sure. So it's going to be held at the University of South Florida St. Petersburg campus. And it's actually all outdoors, or 90% of it's outdoors, along the waterfront. So Pointer Park to USF campus to Florida Fish and Wildlife Research Institute. And it makes kind of a horseshoe shape. You can start on one end and go to the other, vice versa. And honestly, you won't know that you're moving from Marine Quest to Science Fest or back because we integrate them so well.
So there's some great music from our friends at WMNF, and yes. There's a festival opening ceremony featuring the mad scientists from noon to 12:45. And let's start with Zone 1, Marie Curie.
Yeah, so Zone 1 is going to be chock full. That's our zone out at Pointer Park. So that's where we have our friends from Eckerd College. They have the most wonderful, like, combination. Students actually run those exhibits, a lot of them. Then we have St. Pete College, and they're going to do a deconstruction zone. So if you have a kid who wants to know what's inside a computer and you don't want them to touch your computer at home, let them come and rip apart one of ours. And that'll be part of that. U.S. Geological Survey, so our coastal mapping friends here in St. Pete, are going to be having a number of exhibits. They teach us all about what is coastal mapping, how do they predict flood risk, all the things that are relevant in our lives right now. Pathfinder has been a long-term visitor, and they like to start fires. They teach our young people how to start fires. So lots of fun hands-on activities going on there.
And so I want to do some shout-outs for some of the local organizations, the Great Explorations Children's Museum, our friends at Tampa Bay Watch, my friends at Water Warrior Alliance, the Florida Aquarium. It's a fun time. Next up is Zone 2, Isaac Newton.
So Zone 2 is also a really great spot where we're going to have, it's kind of the continuation of Pointer Park. So when you're thinking about when you get there, and that zone will have all kinds of different hands-on activities. That's also where we'll have an info booth. So if you come, you're like, I don't know where to go. We'll have an info booth right there and in three other spots on the campus. So we're looking forward to all the things that are going to happen there. We've moved a few things around from last year to this year. So last year, you might have found Bayfront Health in that area. This year, they're going to be a little bit farther along in on the campus, but they're doing a really cool tie between heart rate and drumming and how drums help regulate heart rate. It's so interesting.
We'll have to tell Sounds of Healing, Avana Downing, about that. I want to ask you, we're still in zone two, what is CSEA, Us Rise?
So they're one of our landmark sponsors. It's a wonderful nonprofit trying to raise awareness about all the things we can be doing to take care of our community, our environment. They actually are donating our shirts for our volunteers and our children on the school day. And they've done a wonderful job of sourcing recyclable, low-impact shirts to our community. They're also actually going to be up on the main stage at one point doing a little bit of music.
That's wonderful. Folks, if you just tuned in with us, I am here with the Innovation District's Allison Barlow. We're talking about the February 8th free event, Science Fest and Marine Quest. Let's move on to Zone 3. I don't know who Sylvia Earle is. I could Google it right now, but you're going to tell me.
Oh, she is a scientist that we all know and love, and she just really was breaking new ground in our world. So, particularly in the water arena. So that's who she is. And Zone 3, which is named after her, is kind of an interesting zone. It starts over next to Pointer Park, but then stretches over to the big parking lot at the campus. So if you approach from the main entrance that you might know and love off 6th Avenue, that will be where you first will encounter. We have our butterfly garden, so you get to learn all about nature and butterfly plants. That's also where we have our touch-a-truck. So we expect today, I mentioned the NOAA vessel. We also are going to have a lineman truck, part of the St. Pete College program for linemen. We'll have several vehicles from the city of St. Pete. We also expect to have a touch tank from Marine Exploration. So there should be a lot of choices for everybody.
Jane Goodall, Zone 4. This is exciting. I saw Jane Goodall recently. She is just amazing. And I love the fact that you have, honored these scientists who inspire. So tell us about Zone 4.
Yeah, so Zone 4 is right behind the main part of campus. So if you've ever been to the USF campus, it's kind of that area directly along the water. Zone 4 is where you'll see NOAA. They're going to do all kinds of different things. And they're still forming everything up, but you will have different stations. USF has done a tremendous job this year of bringing to bear all of their wonderful work that the students are doing, as well as the professors in all the different disciplines in science. College of Marine Science always has a fabulous spot. And then Florida Institute of Oceanography will have an opportunity for you to go over and check out the research vessels.
That is so cool. And while we're talking about USF, let's do a shout out for Howard Rutherford, who is always so busy, and Allison, and he work closely together. He's the Associate Vice President of Development at USF St. Pete, and he is the co-founder of St. Petersburg Science Festival. Thank you, Howard. We look forward to seeing you there. So finally, let's move over to Stephen Hawking, Zone 5.
Yeah, so I sort of hit on that a little bit already. But one of the things with Florida Institute of Oceanography, I always forget where these lines are sometimes. But one of the things that we definitely want to point out, because it is one of our few indoor activities, is on the second floor in that area is where USF has its STEM lab. And so they bring out the AR, VR goggles, they bring out their robotics, and they create a lot of wonderful hands-on activities. And we'll have signs directing everyone so they can use the stairs or the elevator to get up to that lab. We try to put everything on the waterfront, but that particular set of activities really needs to be indoors.
I really like the shark exhibit at Marine Quest.
Oh, Marine Quest is so if you haven't seen Marine Quest, you have to go to that as well. And so first of all, I'm just going to say this is a full day. It goes from 10 to 4. Marine Quest is the Florida Fish and Wildlife Research Institute's annual open house. And so they set up exhibits outside on their property. And they're able, because of the nature of who they are and what they do, they're able to bring different animals and specimens into tanks so people can get a close-up look at them. But they also have this amazing set of hands-on activities in the labs inside the building. So if you're curious, what does a lab look like in the marine science world, you'll get to see it.
I cannot wait. So folks, 2025 St. Petersburg Science Festival, Saturday, February 8th, open to the public 10 to 4 along the waterfront at the University of South Florida, St. Pete Campus and Poynter Park. Those of you who don't know about the Innovation District, Allison, tell us how they can sign up for your newsletter and learn more, because all of this is deep in the heart of the Innovation District.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So definitely check out our website, stpeteinnovationdistrict.com. If you go to the website and you go on our Contact Us page, you can click on there and just ask to be added to the newsletter. Or give me a call, 727-231-4643, and I'd be happy to add you onto the email list. We do a monthly newsletter, so you can learn about all of this stuff. If you want a deep dive on the Science Festival specifically, want to double-check parking arrangements, what the trolley, because we are going to have a free trolley circulating through downtown, you go to stpetescifest.org. That's stpetescifest.org.
So, folks, mark your calendar. Kids, we'll look forward to seeing you February 7th. About 1,100 students will be coming through. Next generation STEM, do it. Journalism, maybe not. And then Saturday, February 8th, you'll see us all. Radio St. Pete will be walking around, doing interviews with vendors. Allison, parting words to our listeners, and thank you for being here.
Oh, we're just looking forward to seeing everybody. Check out the website for more details. We'll post an updated map in the next day or so. And as I mentioned, free. Everything's free. We do have some food trucks, so if you're planning on spending the day, you can grab some food. And we try to make sure there's a nice variety, kid-friendly as well as adult-friendly.
For Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.